You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation. This is not the typical type of interview we do on the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it kind of perked my attention when a press release came across my email saying shipping container development. I was like, oh, what's that? So we're going to find out all about it today.
Well, let's get into it. We're joined this morning by Andrew Lundstrom. He is the founder of Volkstein. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us, and you're awfully busy. You got a farmer's market coming right up, I think. So I know you're busy, and I appreciate you making time. Before we get into some of the cool things happening with Volkstein, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm a, I guess what they call a serial entrepreneur. had my hands dabbled in many different industries over the past 4 years, but it's all accumulated to this point now. I've always dreamed of developing real estate and coming up with unique concepts and creating beautiful places for people to enjoy. So we're here now, and I'm getting to, you know, be involved in every aspect of it from the very beginning of the concept through the construction and now operating the business that runs out of it. So
well, that's a very important mission. So we appreciate you doing that.
Yeah. So what inspired you to open a shipping container development?
I was in Las Vegas for my bachelor party back in, 2016 or 17. And we stumbled across this place called Container Park in downtown Las Vegas. And it was just this huge development of retail and restaurants, made all of shipping containers. And so that was where I first drew inspiration. And then we were working on a technology startup here in Atlanta and trying to figure out a way to do maybe like a Bitcoin mining center out of a shipping container, you know, crazy, you know, stupid stuff like that.
Those are really good ideas coming from them.
And somehow face it to be retail for Main Street that we could pump some capital into and help revitalize Main Streets. And, you know, none of that ever came to fruition, but it was all, you know, just building on top of each other. And then I was in Pasadena, California for the Rose Bowl, I guess, when University of Georgia was there a few years back. And we stopped through Long Beach, California, found out about this container development. And that was the one that really, you know, just sent the light bulb off because it wasn't huge. It was, you know, maybe 16 containers total, but it just had a really cool vibe, had great streetscape, you know, presence. And you felt like it was just any other normal spot. But for some reason, there was a bit of an edge that was different about every other place that I'd been to.
Right.
They had a shave ice stall. They had pizza. I mean, they had everything that we have now, I guess, captured in our development.
All right. So for someone who's listening to this, who they're hearing shipping container and pizza joints, they're like, wait a minute, I don't understand what. So walk someone through who's a novice to this concept. What exactly are you doing? What is Volkstein doing?
Volkstein is actually trying to accomplish a mission greater than just shipping containers, because sure, that's our medium that we're operating out of, but the shipping containers do nothing but provide us a structure, a unique environment, and a little bit of, I guess, historical relevance because of the town of Austell was very train and rail heavy with transportation. And that was one of the things when I was looking into it, I'd been to all sorts of different conferences and people were like, this trend in shipping containers, everyone wants to do it. But a lot of experts tried to guide us and say, you know, don't just do it to do it. Make sure that it fits. Mm-hmm. So we're actually one of the top rail watching, rail fan spots in the nation. And now these people can actually walk across and actually see one of these things converted into retail space, essentially. Our concept at Volkstein was, I guess, a bit of a journey. It started with, hey, let's try to do something with shipping containers, and then building on the research of what kind of, I guess, concept would fit the market there in Austell. You know, we found out that this place was a food desert, which means that people of lower incomes don't have access to fresh food, or there is a low access to fresh food. We found out that people in our demographic and market were having to drive into downtown Atlanta, to Eastside, you know, long distances just to get a good quality product and a great atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to blend those two and bring together a concept that was going to allow us to tackle the fresh lack of fresh food, but also create something unique that would start to bring prosperity back to the area. And I guess, you know, it's really a bit of a revitalization effort. We're essentially one of the catalyst projects in the town of Austell for their downtown revitalization.
But we're also talking about a sustainability effort here, because you're taking maybe a retired rail car,
right,
or a former shipping container you've seen on these giant ships that sail across the Pacific. So you're taking those and you're converting those into, I mean, you're actually using that I guess crate's not the right word, but yeah, it is. But people are using that space for restaurants or whatever mm-hmm. they're doing. So, all right. So you're kind of like recycling these things and putting them to a cool, hip, modern use.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's definitely a topic that we can dive into in more detail, because sustainability, these things are being reused. So they're not just sitting in a yard rusting somewhere.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
They're actually being used somehow. We certainly had to, you know, use different building materials
as well.
I guess waste, because we're starting to build shade structures and all sorts of different stuff out of the metal that we cut out mm-hmm. of the windows and the doors. So we are able to really reuse a lot of materials that went into the construction process as well. I would say we had far less construction waste than a typical construction project. And then we have a half-acre urban farm right there next to it. And this was basically a vacant site that might have been a parking lot or an old building at some point, infilled, whatever. So there's a bit of a conservation effort involved as well. And those two mesh mm-hmm. simultaneously. You know, we don't really have it set up right now, but the goal is to be able to reuse a lot of the wastewater into the farm and, you know, rain barrels mm-hmm. and gray water. And, you know, as we grow the concept and, you know, get better at what we're doing, I would love to be one of those, what they call zero waste facilities, mm-hmm. where we're taking everything that we're using, what we can compost, we put back in the farm, the water we can store, the list goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to be easy to get to 100%, but the effort and the drive to try to achieve that is worthwhile.
Right.
So commend you on that.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So talk me through, let's just say I want to come visit. When are you open and what are your hours and what all's there for me to see and do and eat and taste and all that?
We are open Wednesday through Saturday, uh-huh. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And that's probably going to change uh-huh. as, you know, we're brand new.
Right.
But you will be able to come find us on those days during those hours. Absolutely 100%. When you get there, the landmark to look for is actually the farm, so mm-hmm. the urban farm, and then there's a white brick office building in front. The shipping containers are behind that building.
Ah, okay.
We have a big sign on top of the building that says "Eat" with uh-huh. an arrow pointing backwards.
Nice. Okay.
It's my kind of sign.
Uh-huh. And when our concept is really, really, really heavily focused around the fresh food. Mm-hmm. A lot of people confuse us for a restaurant. We're not really a restaurant. We do offer food service options, mm-hmm. but a lot of it's prepared offsite. What we do have is a farm fresh hyperlocal market, which means that all the produce coming into that market is sourced from our farm or other local farms. Mm-hmm. And I have prepared foods in there that you can get. We do farm fresh salads. We are going to add casseroles to our list. We have southern baked pies, things that you can take home, but things that have been, you know, grown or sourced locally. And then behind, I guess the shipping containers are in an L shape. So behind that is like a farmer's market that kind of fronts the street, just kind of walk-up vendor type style. And then you can enter into this patio space, which we call a gathering spot. And it's a raised patio with, you know, shade trees, patio chairs. And we just decided to use that spot to try to engage people and help bring some social life to the area.
Build some community.
Exactly. So we serve craft beer and canned wine and we have different food vendors come in rotating. Mm-hmm. Like this past weekend, we had a barbecue,
mm-hmm.
barbecue guy. The barbecue guys seem to be the easy ones to find right now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all been really good, and, and they're all very eager to use stuff from our farm. So mm-hmm. I always try to incorporate a few dishes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just trying to grow, I guess, that element. When you come, there's going to be something, some kind of food, but you can also get something to take home.
Right. I love that.
No, it's great. And I love this idea of encouraging, empowering people to seek out and appreciate fresh food, real food.
Right.
Because Lord knows, you know, we don't need any more Hostess cupcakes. You know, I mean, we need real food. So I applaud you for your efforts towards making that something worthwhile doing in a cool environment. So Volkstein, why in the heck did you call this thing Volkstein? What's the story behind that name?
Volkstein is actually a real type of place out in Europe. It's from Dutch descent, mm-hmm. and it means people's garden.
Mm.
And in Europe, there are urban plots that people rent, and it's a sense of community there as well, because people go out there to garden and grow their own food. And in super urbanized areas like the Netherlands, that's really their retreats. In Austell, Georgia, we are not like a heavy urban area. I mean, we're certainly,
sure.
I guess, considered and are part of town urban, but everyone has a front yard or backyard. So we're not a place where you come just rent a plot and garden like you are in the Netherlands. We put a bit of American twist on it and said that, you know, the name still fits, the concept still applies, but we control all the produce that we grow, because that way we have control and we're not just, you know, at the mercy of whoever's doing the gardening. So we're a vertically integrated company in the sense that we start everything from seed.
Oh, well.
And then we have our own farmer. We have our own managers for the retail. And all of that produce that comes right off the farm gets infused right into the product that we're putting in front of your face when you come to visit Volkstein.
That's so cool. So I'm going to want to ask the obvious question. All right, so this is Volkstein Austell. Mm-hmm. Are there plans to have Volkstein Decatur? But then I'm thinking, wait a minute, but there's a farm.
Right.
So this thing really works because it's adjacent to a farm.
Right.
So is the plan to make this the cool spot, or is there a long-term, what's the long-term thinking, I guess, is the better way to ask the question?
I love to think big whenever I think, and I would love to see more of these mm-hmm. concepts elsewhere. I'm not going to push it too hard. I'm not going to rush it. But in the future, don't be surprised if you see another one pop up. And I strategically did call it Volkstein Austell because I wanted people to know that this was the Austell Volkstein.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And not to get confused with maybe perhaps other places that might be using the name, or God forbid somebody trying to get over to the Netherlands just to come to us. So
that would be a devoted customer if they tried to do
very loyal indeed.
All right. Well, this sounds really intriguing. Carol, you and I are going to have to figure out a way to get over there and check this thing out. So, Andrew, before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you to learn more about this and find out about some of your, you know, what other kind of joint you got coming, like a barbecue joint, where do they go to get information on Volkstein?
Social media is always, always, always where I would point people. We have Instagram at Volkstein_Austell. We also have Facebook/Volkstein Austell. Our website is Volkstein.us. We also have VolksteinFarms.com, which is more focused on the produce side of the business. So those four mediums would be a great way to check out, you know, it would be great places to check out if you're looking for information.
And Volkstein is spelled?
VolkStuin.
Got it. All right. Andrew Lundstrom, the founder of Volkstein. I guess I should say Volkstein Austell. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by, and good luck with this. Sounds really cool.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.